Lenten edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast with your host, Mark Hart.
Well, here we are, my family. We're taking a look at the final week of Lent prior to Holy Week. This week, we are getting ready, preparing our souls, preparing our lives for Palm Sunday. Enter in with me. Our first reading from Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 through 7. Our psalm response from Psalm 22, and I would encourage you to read the entire psalm. This is the psalm that Christ quotes from the cross during his crucifixion, and it's important to read it all the way to the end to understand why he's quoting it. Our second reading from Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 11, and our gospel, cycle C. Our gospel comes from St. Luke. We're going to start in chapter 22, verse 14, and end in chapter 23, verse 56. I've been doing this podcast for a few years now, and every year when Palm Sunday hits, when Holy Week hits, I ask you as a brother, I implore you, I say, please, please take time to read these readings. Not just to read them, but to pray them. Because truthfully, nothing that we could ever share in this podcast, nothing that anyone could ever share on a podcast, is going to speak to you the way that the living Word of God will speak to you personally. And it's so vital, it's so important, even if, especially if you don't normally pray these readings ahead of time, but especially on these weeks of Palm Sunday, of Holy Week, that you take the time to do it. So rather than break open the readings, I just want to point a few things out for you to think about, to chew on as you pray through them this week. You've probably heard this reading from Isaiah before, this first reading, and it talks about the suffering servant. I've not rebelled. I've not turned back. I've given my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pluck my beard, my face I didn't shield from spitting. The Lord is my help. I know I shall not be put to shame. Now, to be beaten, to be mocked, to be crucified, to go through the agony and the disfigurement that Christ went through in the Mediterranean culture was not just physically grueling. It was filled with shame. To be in public and to have people treat you like this was a shame-filled thing for a Mediterranean man. And what's so important for us to remember is that it wasn't just physical brokenness. It was social brokenness, emotional brokenness. It was this disfigurement that Christ bore. And a lot of the times we hear these things and we say, well, he did it for all of us, that God so loved the world. Yes, God did so love the world. But we can't forget in the middle of these passion accounts, when people stand to read this passion account at Palm Sunday, when you read through that on your own, when you hear it again during Good Friday, my brothers and my sisters, we can't forget that not only did God so love the world, God loves you. That when you hear these accounts recounted, you have to put yourself in the place. That's why the characters in these are so important. You might identify with the scene of the Last Supper. You might identify with the conversation between Jesus and Pilate or the betrayal with Jesus and Peter. But truthfully, my brothers and my sisters, the character that we need to really lean into and identify with is Barabbas. The word Barabbas is interesting. Bar means son or son of. Abbas. Abba means father. And the name Barabbas, some scholars say it was really his name. Others say it was just a literary device. But the man whose place Jesus took, the man who was released, who was a criminal, a murderer, the man who was released is you and is me. We are all sons of the Father. We are all daughters of the Father. We are children of the Father by our baptism. And when you and I encounter the passion story, this narrative, we have to put ourselves in that place because you and I are the ones who sinned. And you and I are the ones who are subject to death. And my brothers and my sisters, you and I are the one whose place our Lord Jesus took. You and I had the F, and he walked forward and handed us the A paper, and then walked forward and took the F for us. He's the one that mounted the cross, not just for the whole world, but for you and for me, because we could not get to where God wants us to be without him. That God so loved the world that he sent his only son that you would not have to perish, that you would not have to die, that I would not have to die. So in these moments when you read through this, this is not just a nice gesture on behalf of the God of the universe. This is a God who loves you personally and intimately. This is not just a healer or a philosopher or a nice guy. This is your Savior, your only hope for heaven, and my only hope for heaven. So when we read this week, perhaps we haven't really had the greatest Lenten season. Maybe you have. But to be able to identify with why Jesus did it and who he is, that's the important part. And it's only then do these details like the Lord turned and looked at Peter after the betrayal. It's only then, in those moments, that you understand Jesus as your Savior, that the conversation with he and the thieves upon the crosses now makes sense. So my brothers and my sisters, I'm asking you this. Please take time this week. Pray through these readings. Let the God of the universe, your Savior, speak something new to you. May God bless you.
This podcast was brought to you by your friends at lifeteam.com.